What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? It's Eric Bradley. I'm here with Sanjay Rajput, Sam Ball, and Shad Greer. We're four quarters. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, dude? What's going on? What we got today, man?
Got anything good
on the agenda?
We got some good stuff, man. We're going to be talking about NBA, WNBA, and then, you know, I'm a big soccer guy. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about the state of American soccer for a little bit. Just a quick, okay. You know?
Okay.
But let's first check in, man. How you guys doing, man?
Man, I'm good, yo. It's just, you know, trying to stay cool in this heat, you know? It's been a pretty dry summer. So, you know, I've been trying to stay hydrated, I don't want to say stay out the sun, but just not trying to spend too much excessive time in the sun. But it's been a pretty smooth summer so far. Got to get some vacations in, like you, DC. Need a trip to Germany.
For sure. For sure. I need to be more like you, man. I really do need to be more like you, DC. Even though I came back and had all that time off, I didn't take no, I didn't go anywhere. So I need to do something.
Dude, let's do a cruise.
No.
I was just talking about a cruise. But I don't have to do like a short one.
I can't be in the water, bro. I like to be stuck on land. I know what I'm good at, man. I'm not for, like, a cruise, man. I don't know why people like cruises.
Bro, it's
enclosure. Yeah, you got everything. Food, liquor.
Everything right there. You get to go to the beach. Gambling. You know, gambling.
Yeah, look, let me tell you something, Sam. I see what you try to do, but it ain't working. It ain't going to make me not want to be on land.
You go on the river boats.
You don't want to go to the beach, bro.
They don't be moving when I go, Sanjay. They be stuck.
Bro, you will never notice it. Just get a room in the inside so you won't have no window.
Yeah, it's a big ass. I haven't done it, but like, you know, it's like its own city.
I'm good, guys. I would much rather do the fly destination that they're going and just fly out there. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I just don't want to be stuck on a. I've been seeing a lot of cruise videos lately, man. Niggas been nigging it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I saw that video. It's like a bunch of girls fighting. The dude was like, "Oh my god!"
Oh yeah. I saw that on a cruise ship.
I just don't want to be stuck on. You know. True be told, I just don't want to be stuck on a little cruise. I'd rather be on the land, so I understand.
Hey, man, I'm telling
you. If y'all ever want to do all four of us do a little trip or something, I'm down. I don't know if I can trust you guys because last time y'all left me with your Sanjay.
Hey, bro, can I make a suggestion? What about VI?
What's VI?
Virgin Islands.
I'm down for that, but just know if we go. We got to go. If I pull up to the plane and I'm on the plane and Sanjay's behind me, I don't see no Shad. I think that's the end of the podcast. We're done. We're not doing this ever again.
Yeah. Commit to your work, man.
I tell y'all, man, what year was that? 2017,
2018? It was before the pandemic, bro. It was before the pandemic.
Shame on me, all right? But y'all not doing it twice.
He just, I want to see receipts. Well, I booked my ticket.
Oh yeah, we definitely got to put it in a group chat.
You gotta see that boarding pass.
Hey, Sanjay, Sanjay, I want you to know, bro, when it was just me and you in Salt Lake City, man, I didn't feel that way at all, bro. I was happy to have you there with me.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time.
Hey. Man, you had a person of color with you. That's why, shit, ain't nothing but white folks in Salt Lake City. I would feel safer, too.
Yeah. Bro, you go out to different places to see different culture. That's the point.
Hey, bro.
Whether it's white, right. Black, or brown, or Asian. Hey.
Did y'all see Base Jam when y'all were out there?
Nah.
Yeah, I thought y'all did. I thought y'all saw Base Jam when y'all was out there.
No, he was gone. Supposed to,
yeah, he had to go, I forgot.
Yeah, somewhere else he had to be.
I don't know.
Man, y'all tripled the minorities out there, buddy. Damn. Just y'all three. If he was there.
Good one, hey, that Topgolf was nice, Sam. That view.
Yeah, man, that was it, man.
That's probably one of the best Topgolf places.
Yeah, man. It was fun. They got an amusement park out there, bro, that me and Sanjay saw. Man, Salt Lake City definitely looks – it's a fun city, man. If you got a group of people that like to do a lot of things. Me and Sanjay like to hike. So, yeah, you know, we did that, sightseeing, had some good breakfast while we were out there. Man, we were good, Sanjay. We were good.
Yeah. I enjoyed my time.
So, all that to say, Sanjay, you good in my book, bro.
Look, let me tell y'all something. It wasn't, and this is the last thing we're going to talk about this. It's not that it was Sanjay. It was because everything bad happened. What happened, like, I had got my wallet stolen and everything. And then Sanjay went on this tangent about, you know. And I was like, you know what, Sanjay, it's okay. And then, look, the next morning I got up, I won a bunch of money gambling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a learning experience because.
There,
yeah, did we lose DC? I think we lost them,
or just like a bunch of cuss words that had bleeped out.
Yeah, Shad,
can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro. We lost DC though.
Hey, what happened to him? Well, we're still recording, so let's
go to another topic.
Yeah, go on to the topics.
I think we're starting off with the NBA.
Yeah.
Lachlan.
Okay,
yeah.
So last time we did it, we were in the middle of the series, and we were debating who was going to win. Most of us said Celtics, and they did. What do you think? Supposedly it's a historical run, the way they beat most of the teams, the amount of point they beat them by.
Hey, DC, you back? Hold on, Sergeant. Hold on. DC, you back?
Yeah, I don't know. My computer just had blue screen to death.
Oh, God. No.
I'm glad it wasn't. We were in the middle of a heated debate.
Nah, it's all cool, man. Leave that shit in, bro. Shit happens. Hey, move on. But Sanjay's doing a little hosting duties right now, so let's get back to Sanjay.
Okay, sorry, Sanjay.
Okay, so topic one. The Celtics are the NBA champs. What are your takes on their playoff run? Who wants to go first?
DC,
Shad had some heated topics on that. So.
No, I did not have no heated topics. Look, if I want to be honest with you, this run that the Celtics had, we look back at it. I think it has been one. I don't know if historic, but it's been one for historically of good luck. I'll tell you that much. So you look at
all. Why do you say that? Because of the injuries?
Yeah, because of all the injuries. I like it. It was just like it's like it was written in the fucking stars for them to win one. So like. I don't know about historic run, but I mean, I'm glad they, what's this, the 18th, I think it is? Yeah, 18th NBA title. Yeah, so I mean, like, it was just recently in the start. I don't think they pretty much did a gentleman sweep on everybody they had to play. So, I mean, like.
Can I join in on this?
Yeah.
I must say, like, with them losing, I think they lost. 2 years? No, they lost
to Miami
2 years ago to the Golden State Warriors at home, and Steph showed out. You know what I'm saying? Then they lost a year after that to Miami. They were supposed to have been winning. You know what I'm saying? They were supposed to, like, this was, I mean, what Brad Stevens did and what they have done, this was supposed to have been happening. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, this is too, like, yeah, they're both, Jalen, their team is young, but they finally got what they needed. I'll say it like that. They finally got who they needed to be on the team when they went and got Jrue Holiday. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then when they went and got Kristaps, that really helped it too, because I mean, he helped them in during the season, but like you could see what he was worth when you know, he came back for those two games in the finals and he played.
He got that 20 feet. Yeah.
I just think that it was really finally. I hate to give Brad Stevens props because, first of all, I feel like that whole situation with Brad Stevens being there, like, yeah, it's basically what happens when, like, it's happened to me before. It's like when they take you out of that position, but they want to keep you there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy that he got bumped up to, you know, president of football. They weren't winning, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Under him. You know what I'm saying? So the football president, you know, I mean, president of basketball operations and everything, they were like, all right, we're going to put him in that position. And it was like, that's really crazy to me. I always felt like, how is that possible? But, you know, I've seen it, you know, happen in real life with regular people. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, well, they wanted to keep him around, but they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want him to be the coach of the team. And, you know, that's cool because that was his first job out of college to the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Which is also crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's really rare that a coach – and then he's not like Dan Hurley. He didn't win anything or anything. So it was really crazy to go from Butler to the Celtics. But his planning, everything that he's done with the roster really panned out. That whole front organization, you got to give it to them. I think they get Jrue Holiday was the final.
That was big.
Yeah.
Because that weakened the Bucks. You made your opponents weaker, and you got a key asset.
That was the Bucks' fault. I agree.
But you also got to think about who he mainly replaced. He mainly replaced Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart. Yep.
Yeah.
And a better version of him, in a way. It's an upgrade.
A very big upgrade. Can you shoot the ball a little bit better? Elite.
Better defender.
Yeah.
He's more consistent. That's the thing.
Okay. So, to answer my version, let me just answer my question, and I'll give it to someone else. I'll just say it was supposed to happen. Like, it's nothing special to me because they were the betting favorite all year long. You know what I'm saying? So, like, seeing the favorite win it was like, okay, it happened.
Yeah, agreed.
DC, I think you brought up some good points, man. I think from the front office all the way down to the organization, or at least how the team played during the playoffs, just to kind of start off, you know, I'm pretty much going to reiterate what you just said. I think Boston team. I mean, you got to think Jrue Holiday was a proven, you know, they don't really say this a whole lot about Jrue. I think they did mention it some, but just, you know, he does have leadership qualities. I think the way his professionalism is, how he handles himself throughout his whole career has been pretty astute. And I think, you know, that's something that he had brought to the team, right? Just a sense of just consistency and having a guy who's played on basketball teams and has been a really phenomenal player everywhere he's been, pretty much really consistent as compared to Marcus Smart, who's good. Marcus Smart is a good NBA player. But, you know, Jrue Holiday is just better. And I think, you know, when you watch Boston play over the last few years in the playoffs, sometimes you get really good games out of Marcus Smart. And some days you get like one game, like what was it last year? Like I forget who they were playing in the playoffs, but there was just like the one, like there were some games where Marcus Smart just had bad turnovers. And when you couple that with Jason Tatum, who's trying to like find his way, and he's had like inconsistent games last year, it's like it's just too much inconsistency going on. And I think that's been like, despite the talent level over in Boston, that was kind of like their undoing over the last couple of years, just the youth and the inconsistent play. But when you have a Jason Tatum and a Jaylen Brown who's matured and, you know, getting more seasons under their belts and learning how to play together even more, right? And you couple that with Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and just my guy White, who's a phenomenal defender and also 3-and-D guy. So it's just, I think all the stars aligned for the Celtics. And like you said, DC, they've been the built-in favorite all year. So it's really no surprise that they actually won the NBA championship. I think the way in which they did it, and also the fact that injuries may have played a role in some of the other teams in the East demise, but the Celtics been healthy all year. So you got to give them kudos.
Cool. So I think my take on it is, I don't think it was a historic run because some of the key players that they played against in the playoffs, you know, got hurt. So that kind of diminishes it a little bit. But like overall, like throughout the season and in the playoffs, I guess they were the best team because they beat the team out of the West like convincingly. You know, it was like a gentleman's sweep, pretty much. So it was a great, but not historical.
So is it not? So let me ask y'all this then. Is it not historical because of everybody else around the Celtics weren't quite as good?
And the Eastern Conference isn't the best. Like, you know, it was it's not like the deepest. Like in the West, like pretty much, you know, each seed was like off by a couple of games to, you know, to move up or down. So like you were like playing, every team was pretty much like 1 through 8 was like, you know, you're like, it was more parity in the Western Conference. So it was like a big more struggle to me. Versus coming out of the East.
For me, it's not great because they were supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if it had been, I mean, now, which is crazy and it sounds really messed up, but if it had been backwards and it had been the Mavs doing it, that would have been a greater, because I never would have saw the Mavs even, I never even saw the Mavs making the finals. So getting them to, you know, to win it, it's even bigger than me because you had the resurgence. They only added a few pieces, and they did amazing.
It was like a mid-season trade that changed.
Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, and then they also went up against, you know, number one seed. So they automatically, first of all, they went up against the Clippers, their fucking arch nemesis. You know what I'm saying? And they beat the Clippers so bad that the Clippers have just disbanded. Since then, you know what I'm saying? Paul George is like, all right, I'm tired of this Luka motherfucker. I'm going to Philadelphia.
Luka, the Clipper killer. He's the Clipper killer.
Man, Luka did not play with a few teams, and it was them, and it was the Suns a few years ago.
Oh, it definitely was the Suns. Yeah, him and Devin Booker.
So then he goes through that, and then he goes to SGA in the number one seed. They handle them, you know what I'm saying? Then they handle the Timberwolves, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, oh, they gonna get beat down by the Timberwolves. They got two bigs in the front, and man, hell nah, man. Luka and them, and then it was like they just lost steam towards, you know, Boston.
Nah, I just think Boston was a better team all the way around.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a better team all the way around.
Boston doesn't really have a big man.
No.
That's what really, like, drove, like, had me, like, what the hell is going on? Boston, they didn't have a traditional, they had fucking Al Horford. You know what I'm saying?
Be honest with you, like, all right, so, and I just realized this, looking at the Butler team that he had, that Stevenson had when he was at Butler, the Celtics are built just like him.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at that Butler team with Hayward and the other guy, they didn't have any bigs.
But if you think about it,
the Celtics are built.
But Porzingis was what made them different. Like the first two games, you know, they dominated the Mavs. But when he got out, then, you know, they were able to attack the paint. Lively was able to work. So Celtics, like, I don't think they would have won the series. Maybe they could have, but, like, you know, if Porzingis didn't play those first two games and, you know, got them the dub.
That was,
To be honest with you, I think they would have won it anyway. Like, I think Dallas might have won two games, but that might have been it. They still would have won. I don't see – Porzingis was a help in, like, the playoffs, but you got to think he had been out all that whole playoff run anyway, man. Like, that whole playoff run, him being out.
But yeah, but they were playing lesser – what do you call it? Inferior teams with injuries.
Yeah, he was a big, like you said, Sanjay, I agree with you, bro. I think he was a big tone setter in the finals for the Celtics when, you know, he had some huge blocks in that game one and game two. And on top of coupling that with White's defense. But, yeah, I mean, when you had Porzingis going in there denying Kyrie easy layups to the hole, and, they just couldn't get in the paint that successfully. And I think that really helped set the tone for Boston in that series, and in my opinion, that really kind of sealed the deal.
I think it helped calm nerves of Brown and Tatum. Like, they didn't have to take the load on early on. You know, it was more of the team win, and then to settle down. And then game three and four, you know, you saw Brown take over, and then Tatum try to show out. So overall, I think it's more of a team win. You know, they played as a team, and they won like a team. I think the best thing you can say about it.
Yeah. One last thing I'll add to it is another person I forgot about that they changed a few seasons ago. They got rid of, and I'm now seeing maybe this is him, the player. That kid who was light skinned kid from Tennessee, Grant Williams. They got rid of him too. Then he got sent to the Mavs. And then the Mavs got rid of him midseason. Maybe it was part him. I feel like what he contributed to the team was a three, but that's all. He did a lot of talking. So they got rid of all of that, man. They got rid of all of that extra. Fluff. You know what I'm saying? The extra, all that. They really trimmed that roster. Everybody they thought was a problem with them, they got them out of there. They brought in some people. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you too, man. They also... One thing about Boston, we all know the same connotation about Boston. It's, you know, what the fans are and everything. Hey, they got a couple. With the kid they drafted this year, the Bailey Shireman, and then they had Sam Hauser, and they got, what is that kid's name, man? It's like the tall, taller white guy, man. They got a few of them on their roster, man. They got a few of them white boys who can hoop on their roster that them Boston fans finna be loving.
No,
the question is when they gonna start. I'm for real. I really think Bailey Shireman will be playing up to that part that Porzingis played because he's a big, and he can shoot the three. He can shoot a bad boy.
So what do they do? Just replace Porzingis, or they keep him? Or
they they're keeping. They got him for a few more years, but if he hasn't been proved to make it through the season, which they don't need him to make it through the season. They just need him to make it for the playoffs. That's been the argument, you know. All right, well, now that he went and had his surgery and they won their finals and everything, he's not going to be ready until December, January. And they're like, well, we don't need him, man. You know, We got them on lock. We got a few of them white boys on lock that can shoot that thing. So,
boy, you funny.
Yeah,
I hope they work out.
All right, we got a two-pronged question coming up, and it still revolves around them. Does winning the NBA title legitimize Jason Tatum's superstar? You know, his superstar elite status, or and where does that go leave for Jaylen Brown? You know what I'm saying? Does that mean Jaylen Brown isn't a superstar? We obviously know they're both superstars. But prime example, we had the USA team get picked, and we had three Celtics on that team One was after Kawhi left out and Jaylen Brown didn't get picked up. So what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So let's start with one of you guys. Superstardom in Boston.
So I guess I can start off. I mean, winning a championship makes you a superstar, but I don't know if he's like top five or top three. I don't think he's on the elite level. I think so it solidifies him.
The top three?
I guess you could say, like, you know, right now you would say what? Steph, LeBron?
Nah.
I KD? Wouldn't. No.
No.
Or like, Jokic?
Yeah, I was about to say, we're talking about the next faces of the league. We're not. Yeah. We all know LeBron's LeBron. LeBron is out of there. We're not, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with Steph.
Steph, KD, they all gone.
I would keep Steph in it. Steph got a few more years.
He does not, dude. But I get what you're saying.
So I guess I'll hold on. Let me just say. So I think if you're speaking that, I think he's at least top five or top 10 for sure then. But like his performance, it's not like he was like the dominant, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't say he's like the number one guy, but I'll put him up there.
Hey, but what I will say is, all right, just because Jason Tatum isn't scoring, like, to get them to he was scoring 31 a game, you know what I'm saying? So he's scoring the ball. But he does a lot. He does seven or eight rebounds per game. That's a lot for a guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's still, and he's not even really a traditional point guard. You know what I'm saying? So I would say he's like a point forward-ish. He's still doing like five assists a game. I just think that, you know, I don't know. He wants to be this superstar. Because you remember a few years back, I want to say it was the year that he did the whole thing with fucking the Warriors. He did I texted Kobe. Like, what? We all know Kobe's past, you know what I'm saying? And it seemed real. It's really just like, it seems like he's corny. You know what I'm saying? He's a corn, you know.
Oh, God.
I'm not trying to say that. It was like, he was doing things that, you know.
Corny
like,
niggas right. do.
Yeah, like,
then he quoted Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's not being original. And it's like, bro, be yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers look up to Jason Tatum. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, if y'all don't know, a few years back, Jason Tatum had two girlfriends. And they were at the game with each other. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of, like, be the dude that you want to be.
Wait.
You don't got to be yourself.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying, like, it seems like he's trying to be, like, I don't know if somebody's telling Jason Tatum, like, hey, do this, do that. Like, no, just be yourself, man, and people will like you. And it feels like that's holding his character, which is part of your game when you're trying to be the face of the league, is holding you back. It doesn't help that you got a dude on your team that's killing it also. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, that was I was going to say, that was tough, man. I think, DC, you're right on. Like, Jason Tatum in the postseason this year was averaging 25, 10, and 6. So he was averaging 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists per game throughout. Like, that was his average throughout the postseason. But, you know, I think what we saw in the series, the Indiana series, right, and then also – the Cavalier series was when Jaylen Brown, man, really, he turned it up a notch. That was really the thing. And also, not just that, but also in the NBA Finals, too, right? We saw Jaylen Brown really step it up a notch, man. And, man, I mean, the guy was just on fire. And it seemed like Jason Tatum, I wouldn't say was deferring to Jaylen Brown, but it was just one of those things where Jaylen Brown just really took the game into his hands. And it made it look like Jason Tatum just was, I wouldn't say there for the ride. He was contributing, but it just wasn't like he wasn't leading the effort in the Boston wins. I put it like that. because Jaylen Brown was playing good defense, good offense. He's just becoming a better all around player in those last three series of the NBA playoffs. And so I think to answer the question, I'm not completely sold on Jason Tatum as a superstar in the league just yet. I think we all agree he has the potential, right, and the talent. But it's just, you know, he really needed to show. I'm not saying that he didn't show up, but he really needed to be the guy. He needed to be like the finals MVP, right? He needed that Eastern Conference MVP to help like legitimize his stake as a superstar. And then, but that didn't happen, man. We saw Jaylen Brown just become the player that we know that he is. He just took over. So.
All right, but let's. I know we usually talk about this seriously, but let's. I'm gonna pivot to a little jokey joke real quick. I heard Shad asking about it. Yeah, Jason Tatum had two chicks at one time, bro. Like Lil Will. Then he pop out after they win. He pops out Ella May pregnant. Shit broke my soul.
Your soul.
But you know what was even worse?
Ain't mine.
Hey, you know what was even worse?
What?
Like, LMA. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. You have LMA. Jaylen Brown goes out against the girl from the Chicago Sky, the bad. I'm like, oh, Lord. He really is about to be the face. He really is the Lisa Nagib, whatever the name is for old boy and Dune. He's like, he really is the chosen one, bro. This nigga played. This nigga didn't change the bit. You know what I'm saying? I have to give him props, man. Wait, I'm like,
did Jaylen Brown have a her though too? Did he date her for a little
bit? No, he's always been dating. He dated them two girls at first, and then he always had LMA. He'd been with LMA for a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna show y'all Jaylen Brown and oh my god, I'm over there like ain't no motherfucking way. And I'm like,
so Jaylen Brown's his arch enemy.
arch nemesis.
I'm gonna tell y'all, man. Like, I feel like that's his biggest competition. You know what I'm saying? You know, his own teammate is his biggest competition and this is after like he. Let me tell y'all how I interpretate him going to the ESPYs with this chick. She's already the biggest, like, everybody goes and says she's the best-looking WNBA player. Now you got, this is after you get snubbed from the USA team. So he's basically telling us, fuck the USA, look what I got. You know what I'm saying?
I'm winning at home.
I'm winning at home.
Hey, look, bro. This motherfucker is, bro. Well, you got a $300 million contract, dog. I mean, like, you do what you want to do at this point.
Over $250 million. Damn.
Yeah, you make enough for her, too. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hell yeah.
But that's, I genuinely think we're going to pick a Celtic player. We're going to have to say it's Jaylen Brown, man. He's, you know, he's more clutch a little bit. When they needed him, he stepped up.
That's in the Knicks series.
They didn't play the Knicks, did they?
Yeah.
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 No, the Knicks lost to Indiana.
That's what I meant. I meant Indiana.
Yeah, he definitely.
In game one.
It's crazy because he won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and then the Finals MVP. Like, so, brother's winning. So, we got it since we're on Jaylen Brown now. How do y'all feel about him getting snubbed? And do y'all think y'all might know, like, you know, why he's getting snubbed? Do y'all think? I saw things where people were saying like, Hey, this is a great idea for some of these coaches who also coach the NBA teams to get start a little turmoil within the Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying? So,
I think, I mean, if he got snubbed, like, he should have been in for Kawhi Leonard, knowing that his injury.
Bro, yeah. I definitely feel that. I feel like.
Yeah, but they picked up Jason White from there, which is a role
Derek,
player.
Derek White.
But I'm trying to look at it like, why wouldn't they pick him? Are they looking for another role player? Do they have enough superstars? Like, when you look at the roster, like, who's on that roster? Because I honestly do not know. I can't even tell y'all. And I ain't going to lie to y'all and be like, oh, I know who's going to be in the roster.
DC, LeBron can you
bring up? Right now.
Can you bring up the roster for me, DC?
Team USA.
Man. Wait a minute. Why is Joel Embiid on the Olympic team?
That's what a lot of people are talking about right there.
He should have been on Cameroon's team, right?
I want to say he's from Cameroon.
He said he
can't even go home now.
Why?
Because they're pissed. The Cameroonian. I don't know if that's for sure a thing that they, you know, I don't want to spit misinformation. But they're coming out and saying that, like.
But didn't he live in Canada for a little while or some shit?
So we got. No, he. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Joel. I don't understand how, but he is Cameroonian. But, you know, also at the same time, back in the day, they had Hakeem Olajuwon.
He was a naturalized season.
Olajuwon.
I think Khalil's a citizen now, so I think that's why he's
a citizen, probably. So you can do that. Choose. Just like a
Bam, Book, Steph, AD, Katie, AE, Anthony Edwards, who's been showing the fuck out, by the way.
Yeah.
Joel, Tyrese, Drew, LeBron, Jason, Derek White.
Those two, the last two on the right,
Jason, Derek White,
and the one above.
You know, I don't want to be disrespectful to them guys, man, because Derek White been balling all postseason, bro.
I think what happened, they were looking for a like fifth member that could play within the confines of what they have, right? Because you already got a more of a role player, right? And they probably
felt
like
Kawhi Leonard gonna be a role player. Was that gonna be his role?
No, Kawhi wasn't gonna be no role. I don't know, bro. Kawhi is like, all right, can I be honest with you? Kawhi is a quintessential like spur to me. Like, I don't care where he goes, you know what I'm talking about. Big Tim, the fundamental. Like, he'll give you 30 and you don't even know he got 30.
I mean, yes.
You feel what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Sam.
No, go ahead, DC. Go ahead, brother. I want you to get
I was going to say, I would say that, but then I wouldn't say that because if you watch Kawhi the last 4 years, he going to give you 19, 15, 21 max. He not going to get – and if he give you 30, it's that's rare.
Kawhi not giving anybody 30 no, he not getting 30, but I'm saying, like, it's a quiet one. Like, it's something you don't notice within – he does it within the play of the game is what I'm saying.
True. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, if it's 30, if it's 19, he just does it within the play of the game. And I think would Jalen necessarily do that? I don't know. I think he's a ball in a – he needs a ball in his hand type of guy, to be honest with you. And, like, you already got enough of them guys on a team.
I'm going to tell you, though. Go ahead, Sam. My bad.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I'm gonna tell you. I think it's something else. It's really crazy that you snubbed the WNBA. I mean, not the WNBA. That you snubbed the NBA finals. You know, right MVP? After the finals, and the MVP right after the finals. You know what I'm saying?
Don't take sabotage. Is that what you're?
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think that. I saw something a while ago that, you know, back when Jaylen Brown was wearing Nike, that he would go and cross out some stuff on his Nike after he found out who was Nike. You know, he's a real smart individual, and Nike is a part of this situation why he's not on this team. You know what I'm saying? So I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that he tweeted like, Nike, this is what we do.
Yeah.
So it might not be Jason Tatum. It might be Nike.
Yeah.
Corporation.
So they're saying yeah. Jaylen Brown's Olympic game snub is Nike to blame for it. And it's because, you know, it's because of that.
Wait a minute, is Nike making the decisions on who make the team?
Well, Nike's their biggest sponsor. It's the United States sponsor. Yeah,
it's their U.S. sponsor. I would say, I mean, so when it comes down to the U.S. teams, just like the U.S. men's soccer team, they have a lot of say in stuff like that. You know, because they're, and then we'll talk about that when the soccer part comes up, but I don't know. I don't think it's just his play. I mean, because you got this kid. I mean, as much as I like Derek White, and I love the Derek White story, you tell me, y'all tell me anything. Come from the Spurs, go to Boston, come work his way into the rotation, ball out. I love that story. So if anything, one of these guys don't need to be here. There's Tyrese Halliburton or somebody doesn't need to be there.
And B don't need to be there because they don't. He don't even fit they like play style, dog. He been struggling.
Yeah, man, because you know the U.S. men's team usually in Olympic play has been like run and gun, right? It's like they get up and down the court fast. It's fast break dunks, shots, threes, which you're right, Embiid don't really play to that style. And then I would say also, too, for me, you know, man, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. And, you know, this is LeBron's, what, fourth Olympic team? Maybe it's fifth, right? I think LeBron's been on the Olympic team four times, if I recall correctly. This is going to be his fourth run on the Olympic team. And, you know, I can't wait to see what the next iteration of the men's basketball team is going to be like because LeBron won't be there. I doubt Steph will be there. I doubt KD will be there. And, you know, for me, I was a little disappointed. You know, I like the team. I think the team's going to do great. But, you know, I wanted to see some more young players, some more young and up-and-coming superstars on the WNBA team. I mean, not the WNBA team, excuse me, the men's Olympic team. Coming up because I thought, you know, there was an opportunity there for some young guards that, you know, we know the league, the face of this league is already changed pretty much, but we just got LeBron. We got the old guard still hanging in there, like LeBron, Steph, and KD, and a few other players. But, you know, I'm really excited to see what this next iteration of the men's basketball team going to look like for the Olympics. And I think Jaylen Brown would be part of that and some more
players. You know, they tried that with FIBA or whatever last year and they lost. Like right.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna get with you, Sanjay, right there. Didn't they lose? They lost to Germany, you know, in the FIBA, and that was, you know, all the youngsters. Yeah, and they were like, "All right, this not working." They don't want to get embarrassed.
I think, man, for LeBron, I think this is his last time playing. He said, "So I think he wants to get a gold before."
He done and fucking Steph Curry is done. A lot of them old.
But you know what? They said this is first time for Steph Curry. This is his first.
It is. It's his first Olympics, but it's not his USA team.
But isn't that crazy that that's his first Olympics?
Yeah, that is surprising to me.
Yeah, because he played on the world's team the year before. Every time he's done, he's only played on the world team. He never played on an Olympic team.
Yeah, well, part of that, too, is because if you look at the history on it, he's been injured anytime like the Olympics come around. He's been like injury that's kept him off the last two, I would say, at least the last two Olympic teams.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So, you're right, man. 2023 FIBA national team, we came in fourth place. We didn't even beat Canada. That's crazy, y'all.
Yeah, but
Canada's a legit team, man.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
I think USA said that's like probably their hardest opponent or something this year.
Who? But dude, they just did a game with them.
Exhibition.
Yeah. I think they blew them out the water.
No, like, Canada was keeping up with them at first, and then they ran off. I think they beat them by like 11 or 13 in the fourth.
They got some good players. Just looking at the roster, like Yeah. SHG, Murray, what's his name? The guy from Duke.
Here's my thing. Everybody in the world, as far as like basketball, has gotten better. It ain't like it used to be when we can just run, like the United States just go to the Olympics and we just gonna take over and we ain't got nobody to worry about. Like these niggas is good. Like France is probably gonna be good. Spain is always good. Canada's getting better. You know, you got smaller worries. You see what I'm saying? You got some more worries than just the United States.
I'm gonna tell y'all this, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say. All right. When Canada gets that boy who plays for Memphis now, who played for Purdue, Edie, and he's their center, they're going to be a problem. They're going to be
Edie's Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian. Oh, he got snubbed from their team this year because he's a rookie, and they were like trying to work on, you know, right now they got Kelly Olynyk, but he's going to take Kelly Olynyk's spot, and he's going to be a problem. Maybe the next Olympics and the next FIBA, we'll see for sure. But they already have, you know, Lujan Dortz. That's their version. That's their version of basically Drew Holiday. He plays defense. Mm-hmm. He shoots threes. They already got Shai, elite 31-point bucket getter. Once they get, what's his name? Edie?
Is Wiggins playing for them too this year? Yeah.
No, he's not playing this year because they want him to get ready and get into NBA and all that stuff. And he's already showed he's probably going to end up being Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year, and they got him. I don't even know what pick they got him at. Like 19?
No. I'm talking about Wiggins from Golden State. He's Canadian.
Yep, you're right. But he's not on the team, is he? No.
I don't know. That's why I asked.
I'm looking at the team right now. He's not on any team.
Dude, when did Canada get so good? Like, when did they start having, like...
We started getting people over here, man. We started bringing them in, man.
Man, them niggas supposed to be playing hockey, not basketball.
We started bringing them in, man.
NBA is more of an international game now.
It's definitely international.
You just wouldn't know. You wouldn't know who all is Canadian.
Yeah, like so.
They already had Jamal Murray. You know what I'm saying? So
like, I mean, he's Canadian.
He's Canadian. Nobody knows. Canadian basketball players are so like they're in our NBA. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're spying. They're in there, bro. And you just never know, man.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
The biggest villain in the NBA is Canadian, Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Holy shit.
So, it's crazy. You would think that their head coach would be... Now, this would be a great job for their head coach. A few years ago, they gave Steve Nash the Nets job. It don't make sense why he didn't go coach the Canadians, because he's Canadian. But
who did they give it to? American, or they found somebody to coach?
They got a Spanish coach now.
Oh.
Hey, look, one thing, the Spanish has been good with international basketball when it comes on, you know, so. They might be a problem for us this year, but they're definitely going to be a problem for us in a few years. All right, we got the next topic, man. We're just going to briefly touch this. Rookie of the Year for the WNBA is Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. Angel Reese used to be a plus 1,300 favorite in betting terms, so that means she's getting close. She went on a 15-game double-double, which just ended last night or two nights ago when the fucking Suns would not let that girl get that 10th point. or was it the Lynx, Minnesota Lynx? One of them, they were quadruple. It was the fucking New York Liberty. They were quadruple teaming this girl to make sure she didn't get her 10th point for the to be the 16th double double. That is crazy to me. So we got her and we got Caitlin Clark. Oh God, here we go.
Caitlin Mania. Clark Mania.
I'm gonna say it. She's, I mean, I like Caitlin Clark a little bit. It's a few things in her game I don't like. I think she's a big crybaby. She's used to getting calls at Iowa. And hell, did I like the other girls welcoming her into the league? Hell yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? But with that saying, she's earned it. She's rookie of the year for me. And I'll tell you why, man.
Boy, you drinking the Kool-Aid, ain't you?
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. She's rookie of the year because, all right, first of all, y'all added one. No, hold on 1 second. They added one player to that team this year. They've done substantially bigger. They've done better. It's she's starting. It's her. This guy went and added Cabello and Reese. Yeah, they're better. You know what I'm saying? Give them a little bit more time. They probably will be drafting high this year. You know, same thing with my Mystics, the Mystics. But, I mean...
What's their record? Like, are they both 500?
No, they aren't, Sanjay. Both of them are below. So, 500. Yeah,
both. Yeah. But I will say, compared to the same, whatchamacallit, I might need to go pull this up. I know for a fact, in the first few games in Indiana, when they went on that long-ass fucking road trip that was kind of, like, horrendous.
Oh, yeah, they fucked them.
They were getting blown out by New York, like, by 40 the first game, and then, like, by, like, 20 the next game. They finally beat New York. It took them a few games.
Three games, yeah.
Yeah, but they finally beat New York.
Yep.
Chicago's still having a problem with New York. They still getting whooped heavily by New York. And if we want to go based off of, you know, same talent, I mean, I'm pretty sure, same competition. I'm pretty sure Indiana just beat the Suns not too long ago either. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Not the Suns, the Mercury. I'm sorry. And hey, I love that for her, bro, because one of her main opponents, one of the main people who were talking about her coming into the league, and which she had a great point, Diana Taurasi, you know, old Tales from the Crypt Keeper. You know, she don't wanna let it go. So
yeah, I think DC, I think you're right. I think Caitlin Clark's gonna be the favorite. I keep wanting to say Brandy, but Angel Reese, her run on double-double run was just phenomenal, man. But, you know, you look at the numbers here. Caitlin Clark is top five in three-pointers made. She's number five, actually, in three-pointers made per game. She's top five in assists per game in the WNBA as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's putting on a really good case for being Rookie of the Year. She's averaging almost 8 assists per game and 17 points a game with 6 rebounds. So she's averaging 17, 6, and 8. And I think Angel Reese is top. I think she's number one. Angel Reese leads the WNBA in rebounds per game at like
12.8. Yeah.
She's in the top. She's number one. But that's kind of like all in terms of her statistical categories. That's where she leads. I think if Angel Reese was in the top, you know, if Angel Reese was averaging close to Caitlin Clark's numbers in terms of points per game with her rebounds, I think Angel Reese, it'd be a neck and neck run, but I think Caitlin Clark's starting to pull away a little bit from Angel Reese in the Rookie of the Year conversation.
Interesting. I kind of agree with you, Sam. I felt like Caitlin kind of started hot, then, you know, Angel Reese came back in the race with the double double. I think they played each other a couple of times. I don't know what the head to head is, but they beat each other
2-1.
2-1.
Yeah. So I think the Fever. 2-1 Fever.
Yeah. So she got him on that. So I think it'll be a close race. I don't think it's a runaway race. So I think it'll maybe come down towards the end of the season. You know, I don't know if Angel Reese can maybe catch up on the point, but I'm leaning more towards Caitlin, just on her influence on the whole team and also the buzz and just.
Right.
I know she's been getting fouled, but I think she's been targeting, from what people say, like. More overfelled than other people. I don't know if that's true or not, but
I will say though, she's getting lots of calls. And there's a little part of her game that I don't like, which is she likes to play bully ball. She does a lot of pushing off on people. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of trash. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's my biggest thing with her. Like,
yeah, DC.
Her game isn't as great as people making it to be.
That's the problem I have with it, and that's what I see. But
yeah, go ahead, Shaq. Go ahead, brother.
I just have a problem with her game. Like, I don't have a problem with her as a person. She whines, she cries about everything. But they be giving her calls. And some of them deserve it, don't get me wrong. But a lot of them, I watch her play. And I can't refute her stats. Her stats they're phenomenal. And I think the impact that her and Angel Reese have had on the women's game this past year has been phenomenal. And then for Angel Reese to get to 15 double-doubles and really be a rebounding machine like that against some of these women that's in there, I'm hard pressed to see how that performance isn't a rookie of the year performance, but like I kind of see where y'all coming from, because I was leaning towards Angel Reese with the double doubles, and I think the impact she's had on her team, a lot of it.
But
I see what y'all saying about Caitlin Clark, but I don't want to ride that train, so I'm gonna hitch my train to Angel Reese, and I want to say she should get the rookie of the year for my book.
Yeah, Shad. Go ahead, Sanjay. Go ahead, brother.
I was gonna say, but like being top five in 3-point, you know, she doesn't have the size like Reese, so I guess she can't do defensively. But like so what she kind of emphasizes is shooting, you know. So I mean, and she's doing that pretty well. So I mean, that is her skill set.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, Sanjay, that's a good point, and I think also too, Shad, you make a good argument. I think you can make the argument too, right? That Caitlin Clark has the benefit of having the opportunity to take the ball into her hands and walk the ball down the court, which Angel Reese does not.
She
right?
Don't.
So Angel Reese has to get down there in the block and ask for the ball, right? And I think that part of the game, you do have to take that into the fact, and also the fact that Angel Reese has had 15 double doubles in a row, right? Not just including what she's done all season, but in a row, right? And the fact that that's never been done in the WNBA. So I think that's just a testament to who she is and her competitive fervor, right, to be down there, down in the paint and, like, scrapping for rebounds.
To see her offensive rebounds and to give her team second chance, like, and the defense she plays, man, like, it's I don't know.
You know, somebody made a joke, though, like, you know, like she's getting all these rebounds because she's missing shots and getting her own rebound.
Hey, it don't even matter. She getting them, though.
She's balling out. She is balling out in a league I mean, she's one. She isn't, like, the main center on the team. So she's a power forward on the team, and she's balling.
She's out rebounding a 6'7". How do you out rebound somebody that's 6'7"?
That was always her game, though. And that's the best part about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Angel Reese is about it, man. She's not scared to body up.
No, she's not.
Yeah. And which is why she's been able to out rebound her counterpart and have a bigger presence. It's just that Angel Reese just has that. She's just got that it factor on her, right? She's just, you step on the court and you know. She's gonna
she's
be
a dog, like, yeah.
You yes, know she's a dog, man. She's gonna bring it. She's gonna bring it. So I would say Caitlin Clark, though, just the last thing on Caitlin Clark, though, I do agree with y'all about her game. I like the fact that she has an edginess to her and that she does push off. But the thing I hate is that she complains. Like, if you're gonna be an edgy player and kind of nudge players, and she talks trash too. So I'm like, if you're going to do all that, then you can't be whining to the refs.
Yeah. That,
if you piss that out, then I'm like,
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I would be
100%. Is she like a Luka?
No, I don't think.
A little bit.
Luka does do that shit. You're right.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think about it. He does do that.
He does have an issue with, like, there was that whole game where they were like, man, stop crying. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, he cried the whole Baltimore series.
I genuinely think that, you know, I mean, yeah, she's the Great White Hope. She's going to get the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
It is because they snubbed her from the USA and everybody was so... If they don't give her Rookie of the Year, these white folks in Middle America are going to go fucking crazy. What? What? She's not a rookie. She's averaging almost 10 assists. Look at their team before and now. You know what I'm saying? So
But it is on merit, too. It's not like just because she's like the... It is still on merit, too.
No, I know that, but I'm saying the Great White Hope. America jumps on you.
Loves a Great White Hope, just like they had Larry. No offense to Larry Bird. Larry Bird was good as fuck. Like, that's a nigga. That nigga is a legend in his own, but, like, he was the NBA's Great White Hope, and then it was, like, him and Magic Johnson. You're going to have one that comes up every so often.
Yeah, I agree, man. So, last thing about this, man, let's talk about, hey, man, Copa America is pretty much done tonight. It's the final. Argentina's probably going to... Argentina, which is crazy, they're on a historic run. But then you got Colombia on another historic run. They haven't lost a game in, like, I want to say 15 or 16 games. They won the way they got in. They beat Uruguay with 10 men. That's fucking ridiculous. Oh. Then they had 10 men, like, half the game.
They got in the fight after.
You know them Colombian fans not bullshitting, bro.
Uruguay guys were not playing either because they came out there ready to go.
Yeah, they got in a fight with the players, though. Fans in a fight with players.
It's crazy.
I just can't help but think that America should have been there, man. That should have been an America's game, man.
It should have.
And with that being said, I mean, we've already fired our coach. They offered Canada head coach the job already while he was still he was getting ready for the third place game, but they offered it to him and he said, hell no. And then until they change what's going on in U.S. soccer, no one's going to take that job. No one's going to want that job. No one of good substance. And what happened? They also offered it to Jurgen Klopp, the German Liverpool's coach, which I thought would have been amazing, but
he turned it down. What are we doing?
Yeah, he turned it down, man. He turned it down immediately. You know what I'm saying? So he turned it down same day.
Damn. Should we be going for, so if you think about it, should we be going for like a European coach or more of a South American coach?
I think South American.
I'm going to say this. I think we should be going for a European coach just because.
Why?
Most of our players that we have on our team play over in Europe. Mm-hmm. Most of our, you know, the Christian Pulisic, our stars are in Europe. When you think about, there's a reason why the European Championship is kind of like the go-to. Like, yeah, we have the World Cup, but the European Championship, in a way, is the hardest soccer championship to get. And it's because you're playing, you know,
I don't know about that, because I was going to say the last World Cup winners have been in from most World Cup winners are from South America.
If you go look at it like this, you go look at the teams in the Copa America, right, and then go look at the Euros. You'll see the average. Their average is way higher. We're talking about. Let's go to FIFA World Rankings real quick.
Ooh, he brings it up.
We're talking about France, Brazil, I mean France, Belgium, England, Portugal, Netherlands, Spain, Croatia, Italy. That is 8 out of the top 10. You got number 1 is Argentina, number 4 is Brazil. 8 out of the top 10 were in the fucking semifinals. I mean, not the semifinals, okay, yeah, but they made it out of their group stage.
So the depth is more, it's like definitely more with just quality. Just,
yeah. Now the Spanish teams come and they get rounded into the, like, well, really, it's not too many of them. It's Uruguay in 14, Colombia in 12, tied with Morocco. It's not too many more Spanish countries. Ecuador at 30. I mean, America at 11. So for the Copa America, so that's what I'm saying. Like, when you think about it, that there's more harder teams to go through in the UEFA, in the Euros. I think we should get a coach from Europe. That's the only reason I say that is because, I mean, to have mild success, to be a Croatia or to be a Italy, would still put America over the top. We also need to start playing better. You know, we also need to start. The reason why America got put out was a dumb play by Timothy Weah. I don't care who pissing you off. You don't need to slap nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was just a slap in the back of the head, like, you fucking idiot. But damn, you got a red card. We lost to a team we ain't lost to in years.
And so, mental mistakes.
Yeah.
But also the playing style, don't you think they're like, I haven't watched it too much this year, but like, we play not to lose, you know, every time. You get a goal, then they play defense, you know, like, they're not as aggressive. Like, I think the mindset is different. I think that's what's the big thing, at least to me.
I totally agree with you, Sanjay. It does seem like we play not to win. I mean, play not to lose. Instead of, if anything, you want to get two fucking goals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, use our physicality. You know, we're a bigger team than, you know, at least we have some size. Like, you know, you get a score or two, then play defense and counter. You know, make them work.
What I would do, and this sounds crazy, I would change our whole fucking, I would change our whole, I would go pace, kind of like Germany. Germany has their formation. They keep a big up front and a bunch of wingers behind them. And that's what I would do. Something like that. We need a big up front. Instead of like letting Christian Pulisic always fucking save us. I know he's our best player, but god damn, man. I would put a big up front, someone that we can worry about when we get headers, who's a proven scorer. Mm-hmm. Someone at least 6'2", 6'3", up front, who's going to impose his will. And then I would go wing in the middle. Wing in the middle, a center fielder that's basically a winger who can play either leg. And then, you know, right wing, left wing, and then just make sure we have some good defenders in the back. That's what I would mainly worry about, bro. We still would need like a good, like two good midfielders. But we need to grow that. We don't have that in America, bro. No one's playing soccer. Look, it's our last fucking thing we're talking about today.
I wouldn't say nobody's playing soccer. I think it's coming a bigger part of the culture. But I do want to say that I feel like this is probably one of the best American teams we've had. I don't understand why we're not going further than what we are. And you're right, the play has been, I don't think we've played up to the standard that we should be playing. Point blank down to it.
Maybe it was the coach, the complacency. Like, they didn't have the urgency.
Yeah, and then, I mean, they fired that coach immediately. I think within 2 weeks of him losing, which is crazy. They had already fired him, and they brought him back for this tournament. So
yeah, that's a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
But that matters, like coaching and then scheme. You know, you can elevate players. You know, like some teams, you know, like Spurs or Patriots. You know, team can, you know, help you win sometimes.
Yeah, but
or elevate your player.
Yeah, yeah, the elevate. But here's the thing, though, DC. If we can't get no coaches from Europe, you think we should hire in house like one from somebody from the MLS?
Fuck no. Hell no. I'm sorry. As much as, I mean, MLS is still, I would say when it comes to a league, there are people picking China and Japan over the MLS. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And yeah, Messi came here. The reason why Messi came here, they made it goddamn sweet for Messi. Every team in the MLS is paying Messi. There's a you know, they gave him, they basically gave him money. They gave him a small
percentage of the
GDP. No, a small country's GDP to come to America and play.
Yeah, and he gets ownership in the future team.
He gets a future team, yeah.
And another thing was like the World Cup is in America, so he doesn't have to travel as much.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I wouldn't go for a coach from America. I would go for, hey man, there's a lot of good European coaches. There's a lot of good European coaches. But also, our talent is.
They turning it down, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you also got to look at our talent, bro. Yeah, this is probably our best team in a while, but our talent really still isn't up to par with a lot of European teams, man.
Yeah.
Man, what? We got a couple good youngsters that are over there that are in Europe. So I hope, you know what I'm saying? I hope in the future. We got 2 years to get ready, man. The worst part about it is we don't have to worry about fucking qualifying for the World Cup. I think we should still have to qualify, bro. I still think we should take these games as qualification games because That's the most American shit that can happen to us. Oh, we're already in the World Cup. We don't got to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? And then, bam, we fucking lose to some Asian country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you gotta build that mindset. You know, like playoff mentality or whatever. You know, you build it up.
We need to be out there. Hey, man, I don't know a damn lick about how to train a football player, but their mindset, I can tell you, they need to be out there like we're already out. You know what I'm saying? They need to be going out there. Kind of like how I go to the casino. I go to the casino with my mind like, I'm already losing this money. And if I win, it's better. You know what I'm saying? If I'm winning, okay. Have your fun. You need to be having fun. Go to have that mindset like, we're going to have fun. It's a child's game. But then also, like, we need to be making, like, we're not winning anyway. Let's go out there and we don't have nothing to lose, but we have everything to prove. I don't know.
We need like an MJ, kind of like Coke, like a dog.
We do, bro. I totally agree with you, man. But that comes from, for one, soccer isn't necessarily an expensive sport, but some of these leagues and some of these after-school programs, they're not, you know, they're not promoting soccer in the inner cities and stuff like that. We got some good athletes in America.
Yeah, but we're not putting them towards soccer, though.
We're not.
And the money you can make in soccer is ridiculous compared to any other sport.
It is. It's up there, bro. Baseball the same.
So, yeah, you don't see people pushing that either.
I hope,
but
you know, but that's what it like. And we had that conversation a few episodes ago, and I hate to bring it back, but like when we were talking about how Jaylen Brown wasn't the prototypical black kid to play, like that's why basketball was so successful for a lot of black youth. You know what I'm saying? That was their only way out. And guess what? They're in the city, and there's a fucking basketball court, and that's all they can do. Dominican, they're over there, and they got a little baseball, and that's all they can do. You know what I'm saying? We got to start doing that same thing. I don't know if people need to start putting money into like the inner city and putting like, you know, these tennis courts or these. We don't have a great tennis American. You know what I'm saying? We got a few of them, like maybe three of them, and we got Coco Golf. But if we want more Americans in conversations, like soccer, like tennis, like baseball, the MLB is in America, so you really can't say that. But soccer and tennis, we need to start promoting it more in our inner cities, where you might find that diamond in the rough. And that's all I'm gonna say.
I like how you put that. Find the niggas that's trying to come out of somewhere to get them to play the sports that we don't. We suck at.
Literally, bro. We have it. No, there is no reason. Let me say this. There is no reason why America doesn't go to we got the Olympics coming up.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we haven't talked about the Olympics. There is no reason why America doesn't go to Olympics and like literally medal in damn near everything. We have, if anything, we're such a melting pot of the world. Why aren't we going out and seeing who is winning what? And we have them in America. All right, man, let's work it.
That's what we did for cricket, ain't it?
Did we not beat somebody? Sanjay, didn't America beat India? Somebody in cricket not too long ago?
I think
ago?
They beat Pakistan. They beat Pakistan and some other teams. They did fairly well for what, like, these guys were like
for it to be America, working. Right?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, but from what I heard, they wasn't just American. You know, they were like people that play, like they were like some of the best people in their countries where they played at cricket at. Like they were like they weren't no scrubs. Like, because I think they end up beating the number one team, which is I think is India in cricket.
Sanjay would know more than me. No offense.
I don't watch it too much, but like.
Oh my bad. My bad. I'm just saying, man, bro.
That's the funniest shit.
We have the resources in America. We just got to start using these resources. All right, man. I would say that's time for this episode. Y'all got any? Y'all got any last words? Y'all want to talk about any of the topics? You pick one. All right, this is how we're going to do it. If you have something you didn't get out during this conversation, one topic, go ahead and get it out. Let's start with Sam.
Man, I don't know if I got a whole lot, man. I like everything that we were saying today. I definitely appreciated the soccer talk today, guys. It was fantastic listening. I didn't have a whole lot to contribute. I like to watch, but y'all know soccer way more than I do. So, man, I would say, man, man, this World Cup thing is a big deal. And, I agree, guys. We got to be able to have that mentality. Like, even though we automatically qualify for the World Cup, we got to go in there with the mentality that, man, look, we need to win this thing. Like, it's in our home country, right? We need to win this thing. So, or at least make it to the round before the championship, the semifinals. Like, we need to make a really good push this year in the World Cup. I don't know what it's going to really turn out to be, but that needs to be the mentality.
I agree. I totally agree. And not just us. Canada automatically gets in and Mexico automatically gets in. Mm-hmm. Mexico has already, like, you can tell they're not as good as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can look at Canada, who was just in a third place game yesterday, and you can tell that they're way better than they used to be. So this is the world sport, and America needs to step up. Chad, anything you got to say, bro?
I don't think so, man. Not today. I was saying I'm pretty much happy what we did. I'm just not a Caden Clark fan. I'm an Angel Reese fan. I'm gonna ride that bandwagon all day long. So yeah. Oh, I think I did one more thing. Oh shit, we forgot about LeBron and Bronny, bro.
Playing in the Bronny, you're right. We didn't talk about Bronny. We'll bring it up. Summer League is starting. We got a few more. Hopefully we can get back together real soon and we'll bring it up. Sanjay. Yeah. It's all you or yours.
This is a great conversation. I don't think I really have an add-on, but I think we need to revisit Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. And
Oh, man.
Not this time, but on another time.
We don't beat that into submission, I think.
You won't let it lie.
All right, this is what I got.
I'm fighting for my state.
This is what I got. This is what I have. All right.
Yeah, I hear it.
We hear the cowbell, my boy. And I hope your neighbors hear it, too, because I called one. All right, this is what I got, guys. This last bit is for Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. You two motherfuckers, count your days. Count your days.
Why? They stole both of your women?
They stole both of them.
I knew it.
Motherfucker!
I knew it.
Oh man, I'm joking.
I knew it. But,
hey man, I'm with you guys, man. America got to do better. We got a lot. We got 2 long years, man. I want to see. I'm exactly with Sam. I want to see us in at least a semifinal or at least a third place game. You know what I'm saying? Third place game. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying?
And I was gonna say, dude, I think Atlanta is hosting a few of the games then semifinals.
So we're going to Atlanta. Match I like.
Come down to Atlanta.
I got to see what group we're going to end up in first before I.
I hope it's not a group of death. I just this.
That'd be crazy. Now let me tell you something. That would be crazy if they do like America, Mexico, and since y'all automatic qualifiers, we're gonna put y'all in here with, you know, someone like New Zealand or someone. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna give y'all a chance. But y'all gotta fight each other. Yeah. That'd be crazy right there.
Didn't they do that like 1 year? They put us in this like group that we were like, I'm like, why are we playing them? That's like, there was no hope.
Was it like Germany, Netherlands, and Iran or something?
Something like that.
That was this last one. We just played Netherlands in a semifinal or a quarter, like the group of 16, so.
We played them several times, and they always get us, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good, man. They're actually really good. Way better than I gave them credit to be. All right, man. This has been 4 quarters, guys. Thank y'all for listening. We really appreciate y'all. We'll be back, man. We'll be back real soon. And hey, y'all might even get a special, you know, pack from us. So thank y'all, man. And y'all be good.
First down.